This is WUWM's Chuck Kornbach. The Kamala Harris-Tim Walz ticket continues to try to reach out to Milwaukee County voters, turning yesterday to one of their strongest surrogates, Barack Obama. The former president spoke for nearly an hour to about 5,000 people at the Baird Convention Center downtown. Part of Obama's speech was a direct appeal to Black and Latino voters. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has been trying to pick up more votes from those groups, but Obama said if those voters are feeling ignored except at election time, Trump is not the answer. Obama gave several reasons why, including referring to a comment the Republican made at a Friday night rally in Milwaukee, questioning whether the Milwaukee Bucks player, Giannis Antetokounmpo, is truly Greek.
Who cannot apparently understand how an NBA superstar could be both Greek and Black. Who suggests any Mexican crossing the border is a criminal and a rapist. Who spreads ridiculous fantasies that Haitians are eating people's pets.
The Wisconsin Republican Party was unimpressed with the Obama visit, saying in a press release that no last-minute appearance by the former president can, quote, erase the devastating impact of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden on the livelihoods of Milwaukeeans. But some of the people in the audience at the Obama rally say the visit reinforced their support for Vice President Harris. Here's Samuel Alfred, who is Black and a community organizer.
He's Barack Obama, and it's not just name only, it's tangible policy in the past that resonates with me and a lot of people.
Policy such as the Affordable Care Act, Alfred says. Maria Alvarado, a Latina, says Obama's visit helps remove final doubts from earlier in the year when President Joe Biden headed this year's Democratic ticket.
Because I was iffy. Before Harris ran towards the race, like, I didn't know. I was confused. And he definitely, and many other people, encouraged me to lean to this blue vote. And I feel like this is definitely better for what I believe in, such as women's rights.
Harris also spoke in Milwaukee County Friday night. Tonight, it's vice presidential candidate Tim Walz's turn. Joe Biden picked up nearly 70% of the Milwaukee County vote 4 years ago. Democrats are not only trying to maintain that number in tomorrow's election, but get close to Biden's county vote total of nearly 318,000. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance will campaign this morning in La Crosse, trying to pick up support for the GOP in that typical Democratic stronghold. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.